Hello and welcome to another episode of the Mark Groves podcast. I've now worked with thousands of people who have gone through breakups, and my own birth of wanting to understand relationships was from going through a breakup. I wanted to understand, like, why does society have such a challenge with relationship endings? Like, why do we shame people who go through breakups and divorces? Why are we so terrified of our own relationships ending, even if that ending is in service of our own growth? And regardless of whether we choose the ending or not, it has to be in service of our growth because it's happening. So we don't have a choice. So we can either turn towards our breakups from a lens of how do I use this experience to completely change my life and try to never feel this way again, end up in the exact same pattern, or I cannot do that and just end up back at the same door with the same type of relationship experience, maybe a different person. And of course, I'm going to subscribe to the part of like transformation, but that wasn't always true. I wondered, why was it when I was like 17 or 19 or 21, I was so terrified of processing the grief and the anger, and I didn't even know how to feel all those feelings. I didn't even know there was a such thing as relationship patterns. I just found myself in a pattern where I was seemingly with people who were somewhat unavailable, and I had a problem standing in boundaries. And betrayal seemed to be the outcomes that I kept experiencing by other people, but really I was betraying myself. So, hey, and I noticed there are really three things that people do consistently wrong going through a breakup. And now, having worked with and witnessed so many people go through it, I have inputted the strategies to help support them go through that stuff and seen when they do not take these steps, ooh, a whole lot of effery ensues, and they end up just stuck, never being able to create the relationship they desire because they're still in the pattern. You know, I have so much compassion. If you're watching this and you're going through a breakup, maybe it's fresh, maybe it's not, maybe the door's kind of open, it's kind of closed, blah, blah. I just want you to know that I know what that pain is like, and it is substantial. It's hard to imagine that you're going to get through what you're going through. It's hard to imagine that you'll love again. It's hard to imagine that you can create closure. It's hard to imagine those things when you're in it. And yet, you know, like every single breakup that I went through when I was young, I thought I'd never love again. I thought, oh, this is the last time I'll feel this way. There's such a finite feeling to connection when you're in it. And the strange thing that happens when you go through a breakup is you actually end up feeling more in love with them after, even though maybe during it you were like, oh, this relationship's not working, or we got some effed up patterns. And yet when you get out of it, you go into dreamy dreamland about all the good times, and you know, you really still kind of stay, or even deepen your commitment to falling in love with the potential that was never realized. And in doing that, giving away our own potential. I said that I would share what are the three greatest mistakes that I witness in people going through breakups. And the first one is that they keep the door open. They keep the door open in this, like, we might get back together, we might not. They are the one who gets to dictate and determine, like, are we still talking? Are we not? What do they want? Because you know what you want. And if you want the relationship and you're waiting for them to figure out if they want it too, I just want you to know that by keeping the door open, you create a lot of anxiety. Because you're still not deciding what's best for you. And also, it really is starting to invite you to complete a pattern, which is, when are you done letting someone else determine the circumstances of your relationships? That when are you done seeing someone as a full match for you who's not sure that you're a full match for them? And I want you to understand this on a deeply human level. On an unconscious mind level, if you are entertaining somebody who is uncertain about you, then on a deep level, you have to develop the belief in yourself that you're someone should be uncertain about. Hear that again. If you entertain someone who's uncertain about you, you have to believe that that is an appropriate behavior for being in relationship with you. That you're the type of person that someone is uncertain about. Imagine what that does to your self-worth, right? Because then you go, well, shit, if I'm someone they're uncertain about, then I must not be a great catch. Do you notice that? Like, I must not be enough if they can't pick me. But it's actually through accommodating their uncertainty that you create the belief that you're not enough. So the belief that you might not be worthy of fully being chosen, which is often a protective mechanism from really finding people who could show up for us because we're afraid of being truly hurt. But by picking these types of people, we create the belief that we're not worthy of great love. And so we keep agreeing to this pattern. So this is one of the biggest mistakes people make. Is they leave the door open. It is time for you to decide to close the door. Now, here is number two, and it has to do with number one. They all have to do with each other because they're all part of the same pattern, which is the number two, the biggest, second biggest mistake people make, and it might be the first, actually, like the precursor, the number one that precedes all the others, is they don't prioritize their healing. You don't prioritize your healing. You still are saying, well, I don't want to block them or not be in contact with them. Now, listen, if you're co-parenting, I understand that. But there are strategies that you can have that will create boundaries in that communication. You can still create boundaries and co-parent. And I have a whole podcast, I'll put the link in the show notes, that I did with Dr. Alexander Salmon on this subject. But you need to understand your healing has to be number one. It has to be the most important priority ever. And so solving your problems comes ahead of solving other people's problems. And if you spend your life always solving other people's problems and dancing around their feelings, you will never feel prioritized. And you'll think you're waiting for them to prioritize you. That's the mind F. I want to be important enough for them. I want to matter to them. When will they pick me? No, what you're really doing is projecting onto them what you need to do for yourself, which is, when will your heart hurt enough that you become the most important thing in your life? Like, at what point are you going to say, enough is enough? I need to prioritize my own healing and nothing else gets in front of that. Nothing. That type of non-negotiable energetic that you can hear in my voice, that you can feel in me, that is attractive. But not only is that attractive, but it is actually deeply, deeply regulating to your nervous system. Because your nervous system goes, holy crap, when it comes down to their feelings about me not wanting to follow them or block them or watch their freaking Instagram stories, when it comes to their hurt about that or their offense or them wanting to be friends and me saying, you know what? I don't want to be friends. I don't have capacity for friends. Why do you keep lying to people and saying you want to be their friend when you want to be their romantic partner? Like, it's such a lie. And so you continue to accommodate someone else's capacity for connection by lowering yours and pretending what you want isn't what you want. It's such crap. And so when you finally say, this is what I actually want. I don't want these breadcrumbs. I don't want this BS. I want this. And you can't give me this. So I'm going to give it to me. The nervous system goes, whoo, exhale. Because when push comes to shove, you got your back. And that is the most important feeling that you can ever have in your whole life, is knowing that you got you. Now, we want to think like, oh, but I need to know that they got me. No, you need to know that you got you first. So the second biggest mistake people make, which is the precursor to all of them, is they don't prioritize their healing. So if you're thinking like, well, I don't want to block them or mute them because I don't want to hurt their feelings, or what will our families think, or what will blah, blah, blah. You're still thinking about how other people feel about your healing and your choices, not how do you feel about your healing and your choices. And the moment you make it about how other people feel in their optics, you're still dancing for other people. So that's why these things that I'm talking about are really part of a grander pattern that you've chosen to put other people's experience of their own lives and of you ahead of your experience of you and what you need. And that's why a breakup is an opportunity to reorient so you become the center of your own being, the center of your own life experience. This is not selfishness. This is essential to human connection. This is essential to being in great relationships. Ideal, healthy relationships do not ask you to eradicate a self. They actually demand that you stand more in yourself, that you get more deeply in your passions, that you have access to your voice and your values and your boundaries.
That's hot.
In relationships that think about power as a finite thing, they'll try to take your power away. But when a relationship is not structured on games, the more powerful you become, the more powerful the relationship becomes, and the more powerful the other partner becomes. So enough of the damn games. We spend about a third of our lives in bed. Think about that for a second. One out of every 3 days you live is spent laying down, resting, recharging, dreaming, which means comfort isn't just nice to have, it's essential. For me, comfort is knowing that where I sleep is actually helping me, not hurting me. That I'm resting on something supportive, made with care and designed without harmful chemicals. Because comfort isn't just how a soft mattress feels, it's the peace of mind that the place you return to every night is safe, sustainable, and built to last. That's what I love about the eco-organic mattress from Avocado Green Mattress. It's their most affordable option, but there's no compromise. Medium firm, soft yet supportive, made from certified organic cotton, wool, and latex. Materials that breathe so you can sleep cooler and wake up feeling more alive. And here's the thing. Avocado believes comfort should be accessible. They own their supply chain, everything from the wool to the springs, so you get a mattress that's crafted with incredible quality, but still affordable. Comfort for your body, for your wallet, and for the planet. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today and save up to 20% on Avocado certified organic mattresses. Avocado, dream of better.
Now, the third mistake that people make, and this one is actually speaks to the other two, which is that if you have a pattern of chasing people, if you have a pattern of accommodating other people, if you have a pattern of putting yourself last, if you have a pattern of dating addicts, problem solving everybody, dating people who just won't do the work, won't listen to the podcast, won't go to therapy, won't blah, 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 deal with their emotional crap, heal their trauma, whatever it is, get a job, right? Like, you're like, well, I'll help them. I'll help them. I'll help them. I'll help them. This one is really important, and it can be real sneaky. It can catch up on you. This third one is that people allow other people to dictate the capacity for connection and the relationship. So when you leave the door open, you're saying the other person gets to come and go and decide. So you reinforce a belief that you're the type of person that other people can come and go from. That your heart is a revolving door that they get to come in and out of. BS. You'll be prone to things like friends with benefits, situationships, because again, you're allowing other people to decide the level of connection and you're using intimacy as an upper limit. So you, let's say you're dating someone, you're having a friends with benefits with someone, a situationship, you really want more, they don't want more, you're still polishing each other's knobs and things and dipping and all the kind of stuff. And so you're using arousal to treat the pain of self-abandonment and not feeling chosen. So it becomes a drug. When they say, all I have capacity for is this, and you say, oh, that, yeah, that's fine. It's not fine. When someone says, oh, I can't be married to you, or I can't be in a relationship with you, I don't want to be monogamous with you. Again, all someone else's right to choose, but you have to decide, at what point are you done accommodating someone else's lower capacity for connection? Like, if someone else gets to say, well, we're just going to be friends, or we can communicate and like we can just still talk about stuff, right? And you're like, yeah, you're still letting them decide what level of connection is okay between you two. Until you actually resolve that and bring closure to that, you will never fully trust yourself in your own being, because you'll never trust yourself to actually choose what you want. So whenever you say that you desire something and you choose something else, you're selling yourself out. You're not honoring yourself. You're actually saying, I don't believe I can have that thing. That's why I always say that breakups are this like strangely, immensely powerful portal that you can walk through or not. You get to choose. But if you choose to walk through this portal, the information that you'll get from your frustrations and your pains and the understanding of the pattern that got you here, like what did you learn about relationships culturally in your family, through school, through coaches, through mentors? What things have you been through? What were you taught about breakups and relationship endings? And what were you taught about marriage and partnership and connection? You get to explore those things, and then you get to say, how have those impacted me? How unconsciously have I taken what I've made these rules about life and relationship, and how have they dictated my life? And you get to decide what kind of life and love you want to create. Now, it can feel hard to get there to the dream and the possibility and creating the love you've always wanted and the relationships you've always wanted and the boundaries, and you just feel full of life and vitality because you're protecting your own energy. That can feel really distant from here, and I get that. But I just want you to know that if you do choose to walk through this portal and not waste your breakup, do not waste your divorce, do not waste your breakup. So many of these things go wasted, and then we just end up repeating what we waste. I don't want you to have to come back to this video in 2 years with the same person or a different person being like, I did that again. I'm like, you don't have to do it again. There's so much information available in this moment through what you're going through that can completely change your life. And that was the birth of my work, right? It was understanding this, how to do this. I walked myself through it. I walked so many people through it. You know, my wife, my now wife, when we were dating, we broke up for 9 months and our relationship was over. And then I went back and added all the things I learned through that breakup and then getting back together. I added all that into my breakup recovery course because I wanted to put in the 5 weeks that the course is, I wanted to put everything I learned and all the steps I took in different moments of breakups before then, and all the things I needed to do to process, move forward, understand, and then create the relationship I want. The 5-week course is just a plethora of all that stuff. I walk you through step by step how to do all that. And so if this sounds like something that resonates for you, maybe our journey is done after you watch this video, like this is enough for you. But if you're like, I want to learn how to do that, then check out the show notes because I put all the details in there and a discount code. I would love to support you in walking through this and getting to that place of never again. I'm so excited about the relationships I'm going to create in my life. And I know you can get there because I got there after I didn't know I could get there. And I know how to get there. So with all that said, much love.